David, we've seen tensions only rising on the ground in Minneapolis. We saw Governor Waltz publicly come out and call for a lowering of the temperature, telling the protesters, don't take the bait, don't be violent, even as the administration says it's going to surge more agents. Criminal subpoenas for the state and city leaders, does that lower the temperature?
Not exactly. Well, you know, we're coming close to something like an armed occupation of an American state by the American federal government. There are 3,000 ICE officers in Minneapolis, which is like five times the number of police officers. And they are behaving with reckless and violent abandon. Barack Obama deported 3 million people during the course of his administration. He didn't do it this way. He did it to people who were just coming over the border or people who were criminals. He didn't go into homes and terrorize children, disallow moms whose sons are dying from cancer from seeing their kids, breaking up families, doing sort of ethnic investigations into people's neighbors, using these hand grenades, flash hand grenades. It's just a, it's an unprecedented, I don't know if unprecedented is the right word, but it could be. George H.W. Bush used the Insurrection Act in 1992 in California, but he did it with the presence of Pete Wilson, the governor there, with the local cooperation of the local officials. This is completely different. This is something that is turning up the pressure, and I think Governor Waltz is right. I'm not a huge fan, but the protesters are turning up the tension on the ICE officers. And if so long as they do it nonviolently, then Americans will see what is going on in their country. And I've long thought if Americans see deportations of respectable families, they will finally rebel against this regime, and not just the progressives and not just Democrats, but normal people who are like, what the heck is going on here? And so that's where we're headed.